Anyway, so we're starting a new sugya today, and I hope to do it a little bit faster than our sugya, because I'll be on this sugya for too long. But so we'll try and do this hopefully 1 week for this diocese. Hopefully. It's very nice, the beginning. Certain things are very nice. I also hope, I was rounding up the last sugya, so I hope to finish it by tomorrow. Maybe we'll Rabbi Schwartz, are you here somewhere?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So can I post that share somewhere if the guys want it?
Yeah, you could send it. You could send it just like the Mar Mechomos, the same way.
No, I don't want to send it to everyone. I maybe just want to post it somewhere.
Oh yeah, we can post it. Yeah, I'll post it on the website. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Hello, Rabbi May. Okay. Anyway, let's start. We have this Tosis. Tosis learns Asikasha Fira Papa Damar. In other words, there's a machlokes on Lamed Zayin. If an animal gores one min, are you a mu'ed for other minim? It gores three times one min. So are you a mu'ed to other minim? So Rav Papa says that you're not. And there Rav Papa says that a mu'ed adam is not a mu'ed to one behemoth, just like even though you can make a kal v'chomer, but it's not a, because adam is semazo, because it could be as a preference only against adams. Just like if he's a mu'ed for a cow, he's not a mu'ed for a horse, according to Rav Papa. So if he's a mu'ed for an adam, he's not a mu'ed for a behemoth, because not mitzad adam is semazo, but forget about the mazo, because tam, one min doesn't prove another. So what's the Gemara saying that the pasuk teaching you mu'ed adam having mu'ed behema granted me din the din of yeshua mazo? There's no svarah lachanek, but there's a svarah lachanek that maybe the animal only likes to gore one min and not the other, and therefore he only wants to gore an adam and not a behema. That's Typhus's kasha. So Rav Papa, for a different reason, would say mu'ed adam lo having mu'ed behema. He says, Rav Papa is talking about a case when you gore three bnei adam. The v'achino avi mu'ed behema, because we said every min is a separate min. Avo nogach adam v'shor v'chamor, the avi gimel minim. So there we see that he's obviously doesn't have any preference to dafka to one min. So avi mu'ed the call. So the question is, this word Nicole is ambiguous. Does he mean Nicole behemoth or also Adam? So from the next line of Tavis, it says, Ava nogak shor chamor v'gamo, lo ave mu'ed Adam. Ava gada Nicole behemoth, ave mu'ed afira papa. So the Tavis is pretty clearly mashma, that there is a difference in halacha between nogak shor chamor v'gamo and between Nogach Adam Shor Bechamor. It's almost befeirish. So obviously, Tosfos holds that if he's Nogach Shor Chamor Begamo, you're a mu'ed for all animals, because we see the animal has no preference, but you're not mu'ed for Adam, because Adam is a mazo. But if you're Nogach Adam Shor Bechamor, then you're a mu'ed Nicole, meaning even Adam. That's what Tosfos holds. So everyone points out that the Namuka Yosef on that right there on that page, Alamed Zion, says the Farish not like this. Right? The Namuka Yosef on Alamed Zion on that Mishnah. If I find it, 1 second. Namuka Yosef says,
hi, how are things going there?
Oh, and my page is page 36. I know the old printing. Oh, damina nasa mu'edikol. Should the alfina be other human? Just like if you did 3 days, three random days, you're mu'edikol all days. So hakinami, you're a mu'ed to all animals. Umiyu, because of Ramah. The Ramah, this is not the Ramah, this is Ramah, it's a Rishon. The high me the call me behemoth for chayas. You're only a mu'ed to all behemoths for chayas. Ava Adam Disley Mazo. Boy, Dixibe, Kra, Morachem, Vichitkem. Yeah, I have no idea why he brings that new Svara. Was he makes up an own Svara against the Gemara? I don't know, I have to think about that, but let's leave that for the time being. In other words, the Gemara uses a Svara that Adam's different because Adam is a Mazo. And the Ramah makes up another reason why Adam's different. Like, what is he doing? What was wrong with the Gemara's reason? If the Gemara is giving a reason, why should Adam give a different reason? But okay, but I may leave that. So he says, no, even if one of the three was Adam, it sounds like you are a mu'ud for the behemoth, but not for Adam. But it got be Adam, kechada negicha greida dummy. So as the brackets is not the mukayah. It says brackets is someone added later. It says gerus is a marab, but I don't think it means gerus. It means it was added probably by the marab. Tarachim betayvis bereish mechelten shagalta sham lechad tirut teres nagach adam shor vechamor davi mishlal shamim who in the chol ma'ashrafila adam betarachim. Right, I don't think that's the rad, but that's the mukayayse. But that's it. So what do we have? We have a machlekes rishayim. It's gavaldik. Well, I see a new person here. Tamima Ramban. Who is this? You can unmute yourself. I know who you are. I have to say hello. It's not Derek Harris not to say hello to people. I see Yoni Katz, Dr. Gwanter. Okay. I see Akiva May.
Rambad my Chavrusa.
What?
It's Dr. Rambad my Chavrusa.
Dr. My Chavrusa?
Rambad. Dr. Rambad.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, welcome. I see also Yisrael Birnbaum. Okay, new people. Okay, all these wonderful people. Welcome, everyone. So we're starting a new Tisus. So what we have is as follows. We have a very, very interesting machlokes in Tisus and Amukah Yosef. Is that if you gore a shor, chamor, and adam, point to Rav Papa. Tisus seems to say you're a mu'ed to Adam too. And the Mukhi Yosef is mashma, you're a mu'ed to Shor v'chamor, but you're not a mu'ed to Adam. Right, that's pretty much. Okay.
Rabbi, is that mu'ed just to Shor v'chamor or mu'ed to all behemoths?
Mu'ed to all behemoths, I'm sorry. Mu'ed to all behemoths, but not to Adam. Yes, mu'ed to all behemoths. Okay. So I call this sugya, I call this a Rav Abba Berman sugya. And those who are in my share know that that's my name for it. Rabbi Berman Sugya means that I used to go in Israel. Sometimes Rabbi Berman had a yeshiva on Shmuel HaNavi, which was not so far from the yeshiva. And once in a while, I would try and sneak out and listen to his book pusher. He gave his share one day a week, I think on Wednesday. So if I wasn't giving share that day, I would sneak out and listen to shiurim. And the beauty about his shiurim was that you didn't have to prepare any marmikaimis. You didn't even have to know the sugya. You didn't have to know anything. Because basically, the way he gave shir, he found the machlekes rishayim, or it could be early achrayim. And his basic question is, what is the machlekes in? What's the logic? What's the two svaras? And then he gave his shir, explained the two stadim. Right? You didn't have to know any Gemara. You didn't have to know any background. You didn't have to know any deep. That was it. But usually you can't do that because usually the machlokes is better predicated certain achreichim in the Gemara what caused the machlokes. But once in a while, this I think is a good example of Rav Abba Berman. Here you have a machlokes. What's the machlokes based on? Why does Tavis hold his opinion and the Mukhi Yosef holds his opinion? So superficially, I know someone's going to argue, but I have an answer for him. But before you start arguing, superficially, it's just a machlekes and svara. That one type is holds me svara, you're a mu'ed, the Adam. And Mukayai say, well, you're not a mu'ud Adam. So why do they have such a machlokes? Why is it only?
Well, the washing of the Gemara is mash mitosis, right?
Oh, okay. Who said that? I'm going. Okay. So yeah. So I'm a little bit not true. You could say that Tosfos only said what he said because he was forced from the lashon of the Gemara. And believe it or not, I found who says that? The Rishash says that. The Rishash says the Farish like you, right? He says, Midish Mashma have muad gamla adam, but ulai lashem muad adam dachem. The Mashma the Bemis have muad adam. In other words, the Rishash seems to be saying that in Svara, for sure, Tavis would have agreed with the Mukay Yosef, because the Mukay Yosef is definitely right in Svara. Logically, you shouldn't be a Mu'ud Adam because you only have one proof. How could you be a Mu'ud Adam? You only have one proof that you gore things that are mazel. So there's no logical reason you should be a Mu'ud Adam. So the Mukay Yosef is logically right. And even Tosfos would agree that the Mukay Yosef is logically right. Right? That's except that Tosfos was stuck because Tosfos was medayik in the Lashon of Gemara. Mu'ud Adam, have a mu'ud Abema. So apparently you're actually a mu'ud Adam. Okay. That's what the Rishash says. I do not agree with him. I'm an anti-Rishash, but I want to say that because it's not right. Rishash is a great person, but I don't agree with the Rishash. The pashtus. Why not? Someone help me. Rabbi Shamir, come on, you look like you're about to say something. Why is the Rishash? The Rishash is saying that Avada, everyone agrees Svara Pshuta is like the Ramukha Yosef, because of course that's the Svara Pshuta. Tosfos only said what he said because he was stuck. Why was he stuck? Because of the Lashon of the Gemara. So there's a $1 million question. So why did the Gemara write it that way? Right? In other words, the Gemara could have just as well written it like the Mukay Yosef. It works out. Why did the Torah say Negifa, Negifa, Negicha, Negifa? In order to tell you the Chiddush that when you gore an Adam, it makes you a Mu'ud Abehema, but you don't become, the Behema doesn't make you Mu'ud Adam. The Gemara could have said like the Mukay Yosef. So even if Tosfos got his deed, it's what he says from the Lashon of the Gemara, you have to ask the question, why the Gemara say it that way? So you have to say, that why the Gemara say it that way?
Because
the Gemara held that way in Svara. So if the Gemara held that way in Svara, so why shan't we say that Tosfos held that way in Svara? In other words, Rishash is saying, no, Tosfos could have never held that way in Svara, because in Svara it makes no sense. Tosfos only got it because he was stuck from the Lashon of the Gemara. Well, if the Gemara held it Misvara, so obviously in Svara it does make sense. So it could be Tosfos got it from the Lashon of the Gemara, but it's surely not Muchruch. It could be that Tosfos was just as smart as the Gemara. You know, the Gemara, according to Tosfos, held it to Svara. So Tosfos also held it to Svara. Right? And I don't see where the Rishash is Hechruch is that Tosfos only got it because he was stuck. But what comes out is no matter what you're gonna say, we have here what I call an Arav Abba Berman Machlokes, is that the Mukay Yosef says that you're not a Mu'ud Adam. He definitely has no raya to that. He's going against the Pashtus Mashmos of the Lashon and the Gemara. So why does he say it? Because he holds that way in Svara. The Gemara, according to Tosfos, Tosfos say, you are a Mu'ud Adam. That there was absolutely, even if Tosfos said it because of the Lashon and the Gemara, but there's absolutely no hechlok for the Gemara to say it. So you have to say the Gemara said it, Misvara. So we have here, this is what I call this, a machlokes, this is where the perfect example Rav Abba Berman shared, where two Rishayim, or the according to Titus reading of the Gemara versus Amuka Yosef, argue. They have no, there's no hechrof, there's nothing forcing each one to say what they said. There's nothing forcing the Amuka Yosef to say it his way. There's nothing forcing the Gemara according to Titus to say it his way. And they come up, they make different assumptions. They're both in the same, they're both in Rav Papa. They're in the same line of the Gemara. They're the same everything. So why do they argue? Teretz says that they're arguing in Svara. So this is what the beautiful Rav Abba Berman share. You take out a cigar and you smoke and you come up and you make up Svaras to explain what the Machlekes is. It used to be very, he used to give beautiful shiurim. But obviously it's very, very different than Rashiva Shiurim, where you had to work Minayubay and fetching and this and that. You didn't have to know any Lashon, you didn't have to know any Cheshbon, you didn't have to know the Gemara. You just have to know what is the logic. Okay, so what do you people say? Which Svara do we understand and which Svara don't we understand? And which one, what would you say?
But do we assume that the Amuka Yosef feels he can read himself into the Gemara?
Obviously, he felt he could read himself into Gemara. Even the Rashash doesn't say that Taisus is mukhlok from the Gemara. He just says, "Ulai lashem muad adam dachem." The mashma, the emes avi muad. Okay, but apparently from the Rashash, it's not. Even the Rashash, it's not that it's a clear. It means that in theory. A mu'ed adam is a mu'ed behema, not that in this particular practical case. I don't know.
Is it so pashut that you need that you need to be a mu'ed to defeat mazel?
Like whoever. Okay, so you're ready jumping. In other words, which one is the more pashut one?
To say that you are mu'ed adam tosus, because the pasuk just says that you're.
Why is that more? But you're just trying to explain that.
Maybe I got backwards. Who said you need to defeat Mazel?
Which one is more pashut? The Amuka Yosef or Taiva? The Amuka Yosef says you're not a Mu'ed Adam, and Taiva says you are a Mu'ed Adam. Well, someone has to tell me the other one.
It's harder than Amuka Yosef.
Why the Amuka Yosef?
Because the Amuka Yosef, if it's harder to kill a person, I only have one indication. You know, that that this animal is killing a person. I don't have the three indications.
Right. I mean, you definitely see from the Rishash that the Rishash held that the Amuka Yosef is more pashut.
Why is that so?
Let me try and just say this. The Rishash is saying that Tavis only said it because of the Hechrach of the Lashon. That means in Svara, it doesn't really make so much sense. So he's saying that in the pashut in Svara is that you need three indications. That you would be able, in other words, and in order to become a mu'ed, you need three indications. So,
to what though?
This is a special yisayin of other mislay mazel. So that means it takes an extra strength, pashtus, to get an adam, at least what Rashi seems to say in both shatim, that it's harder, takes more energy, more power, I don't know, you know, more conviction, more rishis. So, You need three rayas that the animal has that extra drive, motivation, commitment, anger. So if you only gored adam once, you only have one raya. I gored two behemoths, it doesn't prove that he has this extra degree. So therefore, if you should only be a mu'ed, you need three rayas, and you don't have three rayas, so you should only be mu'ed, you shouldn't be a mu'ed adam. You a mu'ed behema, you are, because you have three rayas and he has enough energy to gore a behema. Now, if he gores a behema, chamor and gamo, even the adam, I'm sorry, if he gores an adam, shor chamor, so even the adam proves that he has enough energy to gore a behema. So it's a kava chomer. So then Mukayazev is saying, you're a mu'ed adam. The behema, Adam Shor and Chamor is a mu'ed about the behema, because you have three proofs that you're a gor a behema, but you're not a mu'ed Adam because you don't have three proofs. Okay, so that's an Amukha Yosef Shita. Because it makes lots of sense that you need three proofs. You have three proofs that you're a Mu'ad a Behema, but you don't have three proofs that you're a Mu'ad a Adam. Therefore, you're not a Mu'ad a Adam. What does Taisus hold?
That those may not agree that the difference in Adam is like a difference in temperament. And it says that all you need by Adam is you see it has the capacity to kill an Adam. You see that you do see from killing him once. And once you see that he's violent because you see there's a Nagchon that you see. The Torah says that you're a Nagchon. So as long as we see you killing Adam, so we know you can kill Adam too. So then why would we?
Okay. Did you see anyone who says that, or you just made that up?
I think I made it up, although it could be.
Okay. Someone does say that. I don't remember who, but I remember seeing it. So you're saying that even though you need three proofs, but you only need three proofs to the basic premise that you're a Gor, but you don't need three proofs to everything. So the basic principle that you're a Gor, you need three proofs, but that you're a Gor, that you have the ability to gore in Adam, one proof is good enough.
If it's a din and ability, you know? Meaning,
yeah, because it's a din and ability, okay.
The Torah says who that you're not, not who that you have.
I don't think it's a din and ability. It's a din and drive. You have to be motivated. You know, it's like if you're really motivated, you can do a lot. Anyway, let me ask you, all right, that's what you want to say. Okay, somebody says.
So would it make any difference in what order he killed him?
What?
Would it make any difference if he killed the Adam last? If he killed the Shar V'Chamar, let's say he killed the Shar V'Chamar and then the Adam, would it make any difference in terms of that it's a buildup, that it gets stronger?
I don't think it makes any difference. No, I don't think the Mugi Yosef makes any difference or Taisus makes any difference. It doesn't sound like it. But but I think you have a good point. But let me see first you have what?
Just quickly in Aaron's pshat. So does it matter? One second. Sorry, I forgot. I mean, I'll come back later if I remember.
That doesn't make so much. What? That svara doesn't make so much sense because, meaning, maybe you got lucky that one time that you had enough of a drive,
or maybe he got really angry. In other words, he got really motivated. Yeah.
Isn't that generally when an animal gets like?
So I just remembered I was going to ask. What was the point of the three times according in Aaron's Psha? What's the point of three times?
Three times proves to us the basic premise that the animal is a gore. But once you get into the details of who he's going to gore, what he's going to gore, how hard he's going to gore, so then one time is enough.
Meaning, in terms of ability to kill. All we need is one, but in terms of its temperament,
nature. To change him from most animals start out tame. So the movement from a tame animal to a wild animal, to a vicious animal, to an animal that wants to do hezek, you need three proofs. But once he's already classified as a wild animal, now you just want to know, how wild? Is he wild enough to get an Adam? Is he malicious enough, smart enough, devious enough, whatever the word exactly is? So that one proof is enough.
Yeah, but even in Aaron's pshat, you still have to gore three animals to know that you're going to other minim.
Right, but the other can be one of those three animals.
So we're being nitpicky. We need three proofs that it's a gore. We need to show that it goes to other minim. But when it comes to strength or drive, we only need one example.
You mean because if he would do shor chamor, he probably would not be a mu'ad.
All animals.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Aaron wouldn't be able to say that, would he?
I don't know. I'm not have to be curious.
Why does shor chamor have anything to do with me? Well, that's some.
What would happen according to you if you did a shor chamor gamo? And then you did an Adam.
Assuming it doesn't get involved in like the shore, chamor, gumbel hawk.
Yeah, everything gets involved in the shore, and then you did a shore, chamor, gumbel, and then Adam.
Basin finds out.
They found out before. They found that shore, chamor, gumbel. And they found him, and they made you a mu'ud of all behemoths, and not mu'ud of Adam. And then you gored one Adam.
I don't know. So according to
the Adam, it should come out that is proof that he's a mu'ud three times. He gored three behemoths. So now we know he's a mu'ud. Now you prove you gored one time in Adam. So you prove that you have the strength. So you should be a mu'ud of Adam too. Right? That's what it should come out according to you. And well, I don't think that's true. I don't think
why is that worth
that?
Is that according to Tosas?
Why is that?
According to Tosas, that would not be true?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if you, it's only here because I don't know. It's
only Aaron would hold it to be true, right? I'm saying, is there a problem if that's true? It sounds it would be correct if you go with Aaron's reasoning, right?
Yeah, but I just don't, okay. Okay, I'm not asking a question. I'm very doubtful that would be true.
I mean, but Misvara, why?
Yeah, but that's why I don't like it. His Svara would be true, but it sounds to me.
No, even not
his because we need, so that's not asking us a question, but that's what would come out according to him, Lechaira. Come out that even if it would be sure, Chamor Gamo, and then Adam, you'd also be a mu'in.
How do you become a mu'in just by one? It's a sight in the ha'adah itself that if the ha'adah.
What do you mean? According to you, all you need is a proof that he has the powers.
No, but there's also a technical side of ha'adah too. It's not just like a raya. So if you want to become mu'in or something, you become the ha'adah of the basin following the dealing of it. There's no such thing as becoming a mu'in or ayyadeh one time for anything.
Okay, I don't know. You
open a basin, the same way we have all these other zeros because of dinim in the ha'adah. Like, why is this any worse?
Okay, I don't know.
If you score two shvar, you let one go, and you score two more, you go to basin. You're not moved for anything. Like, that's also pretty bizarre. And so, and also, you go to Chamor Gamo, and then you go to basin. Also,
okay. You win.
But according to the other way, yeah, misvara, why shouldn't it be the same halacha?
Because we have to understand what this svara is. I don't like his svara. I have a different svara.
Okay, but
well, let's try and not go over this again. We have. The person gored Shor, Chamor, and Adam. According to the Mukha Yosef, you're a Mu'ed to Shor and Chamor and not an Adam. Why? Because you don't have a proof to Adam. According to Taisvis, you're a Mu'ed to Kol. Okay. Let me ask you a question. According to the Mukha Yosef, why are you a mu'ed to a shor v'chamor?
Is shor v'chamor Adam?
You're going shor v'chamor Adam.
Because you've gored 3 minutes.
The halacha is you're a mu'ed to the shor v'chamor, not to the Adam. Why are you a mu'ed to shor v'chamor? Since the Adam was obviously a fluke.
Well, it's not a total.
So you don't have three rayas, right? In other words, you have to have three rayas that it's not a fluke. You have to have three rayas. Let me say the question before you jump on me with the answer. In order to be a mu'ed, you have to have three behaviors, and you're assuming none of them are a fluke. The moment you say one of them is a fluke, then you don't have a raya, then you wouldn't be a mu'ed. Now, this animal, gored, shor, chamor, and adam. According to the Mukha Yosef, when it gored the Adam was a fluke. You're not a mu'ed Adam.
Not so the whole thing.
Wait.
Let me say that all three of them are flukes.
I'm trying to say the question.
Adam is just a shore. Adam is just another name for shore.
No. You, an Adam is a person, right? You gored shore, chamor, and Adam. According to the Mukha Yosef, you're not a mu'ed to Adam. So if you're not a mu'ed Adam, you gored an Adam. Terrence says that was a fluke. That's how you have to explain it.
Not the whole thing.
You're going to tell me that it was a fluke that he gored the Adam. So how do you become a mu'ed to Shor v'chamor?
Because according to Rabbi, you'd have to say that you're a fluke with Gabi the Shor v'chamor too. We're not willing to say you're a fluke three times. So it must be we have to like splice the Adam and say the Adam is a fluke with Gabi the Adam and not a fluke with Gabi the fact that he's gored.
So my favorite word, right, that you said in the Gabi, right? That you slice the Adam in half. right? That you said
it's not
that,
all a fluke. That, part of it is a fluke.
He was partially a fluke and partially not a fluke.
And I know we see, but what are
the you're saying like this? That the guy with the according to the Mukaya, he said, if you have to think this, the fact that he gored an Adam
is a fluke.
Is a fluke in that it went all the way azavait, all the way to an Adam was a fluke. But the basic teva of goring was not a fluke. That's not so poshut, no? Mm. So maybe Tysus disagrees with that. And Tysus holds that you can't do such a thing. And if you're going to say it's a fluke, the Gabi one thing, then it's a fluke. A fluke is a fluke. And you can't, Tysus would say, I would say Tysus would disagree with this chiddush. This is a very big chiddush. And you can't go ahead and say that it's not a fluke as far as the gori, but it is a fluke as far as the Adam.
But why is it such a big chiddush?
What's such a big chiddush?
Why is it such a big chiddush? I mean, when I want to know Gabi Behemoth, I want to know, is this guy getting wild? Yes, you see, when he gored an Adam, we see that he's getting wild. We also need to become a mu'ud to Adam. We have to know that you have extra strength. That we don't have over here.
Okay, but on the other hand, this action that he did, obviously, was in a weird day. Was not a normal
the
day.
The strength.
So once the strength is weird, so it could be everything. Wrong. Obviously, he was on hormones. He was drunk. He must have been drinking that day. I don't know. So the fact that he had strength that we assume is not normal means that he was something was an unusual day. He had a bad day. When something random happened that day, something weird. So once you're granting that something weird happened that day to get him all rallied up to go ahead and get it on them, so how can you go in and say, oh, but it's normal behavior. I'll prove to you that's his normal behavior. He was on it. You know this was a freak day, right? You know, there's if you know that this day he was freak, this day he was drunk, I'll prove to you the guy was drunk that day. So how can you go in and use that as a raya that he's a mu'ud?
Well, why is that shot?
You say that he's only drunk like Gabi this, but not like Gabi that. I hear it.
Why is that shot, Rabbi? Why is shot that it's a fluke and that you're saying you're like donning it that it was drunk like Gabi that part of it? Maybe let's say, let's just go back to a regular case of Tom when a shore gores one time. And let's say you can take some type of test and you say, you know for a fact, this animal was acting in the right mind and there was nothing wrong with the animal and it was its regular being and nothing changed. You still wouldn't say it's a mu'ud because you don't have a proof.
Had a mu'ud is because we assume that it might have been a fluke. That's pashtus.
No, we just don't have proof that it happened.
Have a proof, we assume that the animal's born with a cheskas tame. And unless you have a proof to prove otherwise, we assume he still attained the animal. It was an unusual experience. Someone stepped on his toes. It was unusual. He was in a bad mood. He got the beep.
But let's say you know for a fact that it wasn't. Let's say there's nothing unusual about
this. It doesn't make
a
difference. It was. It doesn't have to be a beep. It was in his head. It was in his head. Something happened. It was the gravity. I don't know. Just like in yeshiva. A guy has a bad day. We know why a guy has a bad day.
Let's say there was a potential way, theoretically, if there was a potential way to figure it out.
To an animal.
You would never.
That's Rashiva's most famous Nefesh and Ruach HaChayim. Everybody has his good days and bad days. Right? So you don't know. So in the animal had a bad day. So let me just go over the chiddush just here. We lost the new people. Okay.
Did you follow through with Tosus though? He didn't finish explaining Tosus, right? He just said think he should be a mu'ud. Or he doesn't hear that svara. Okay. How does that result in holding what Tosus holds?
Who's talking? I can't hear. We see who's talking.
Either.
Okay, you're making a good point. I just wanted to know who was making a good point. Right. In other words, you're right. I'm seemingly just confusing you, but not relevant to the point. In other words, all I'm pointing out is that there's room to argue with the Damuka Yosef and say that what he says is not logical because you shouldn't be a mu'at to behema either. But how does that turn around and cause that Taiva says you're a mu'at for everything?
Well, in Kitsi, you have three flukes.
So what's the answer?
Because you don't have three flukes. You have to say they're not flukes, no?
Oh.
You don't say they're three bad days. You don't like
that.
Who says under these conditions you do that, though?
In other words, because if we're going to say that he's not a mu'at adam, then we're going to be stuck. And we're going to have to say he's not a mu'at behema. And then we're going to have to say that it was three flukes. And we don't, and three flukes is a no-no. So there's no brera. So you have to say he's a mu'at adam. Right? In other words, that's what I would say Pshat and Taisus is. Taisus is like this. You're stuck. If you're going to tell me he's not a mu'at adam, then he can't be a mu'at behema. If he won't be a mu'at behema, then you have three flukes. And three flukes is us. We have a din of chazaka that we never assume three flukes. So the only way to get out of three flukes is to say he's a mu'at adam. So you got to say he's a mu'at adam. No brera. But in the case that I asked Aaron, if he gored shor chamor v'gamo and then an adam, so then the Adam would only be one fluke. So then you wouldn't be a Mu'at Adam, right? According to my Hesber. According to my Hesber, the only reason why Tosis says you're a Mu'at Adam is because if you wouldn't make him into a Mu'at Adam, he would never be a Mu'at Behema. And if he wouldn't be a Mu'at Behema, you have three flukes. But what if he could be a mu'at behema without being mu'at adam? In other words, he gored three behemas. He gored shor, chamor, and gamo. And then he gored the adam. So we don't need to make him into a mu'at for adam in order to make him into a mu'at behema. So then you only have one raya. I would say that avada is not a mu'at adam.
Even if it came to be
myself and Aaron's chat. In other words, it's a very nice difference between the two pshatim. According to, in other words, Aaron's pshat, let's just say it again. The Mugayasev, I think we all agree on. Mugayasev holds that you're not a mu'at adam. Mugayasev says, sure, chamor and adam is a mu'at behema and not a mu'at adam. You're not a mu'at adam because you don't have three proofs. Why are you a mu'at behema? Because legabi behema, you have three proofs. Oh, hello, Rabbi Seabrow. So now I can say it again. You know, I always love an excuse to have to repeat. So you can say the whole thing. We have a machlokes taisus and leisef. Gor, shor, chamor, and adam. Are you a mu'at? Mugayase says you're a mu'at of shor and chamor, and you're not a mu'at of adam. And Taisa says, you're a mu'at for Adam too. And it seems, the way we pointed out, that there's no hechrechim. You could just basically svara. So there seems to be a very fascinating machlekes. And without any, because the Gemara could have said either way. The Gemara either way fits in the Gemara. So the at least there. There's the it seems to be just a machlekes in svara that Mukayasei says logically you should not be a mu'at adam, you should only be a mu'at the bay shor v'chada all behemis, and Taisa says no, logically you should be a mu'at adam. So we said this is a very fascinating machlekes if they're arguing in svara. So we're trying to figure out the svaras. So we say like this, in Mugayasei svara. What? Someone? No? So he said, the Mugayasei svara makes very simple. Mugayasei svara is logically you're a mu'ed the adam, you're a mu'ed the behemoth, because we saw you gored three times. And if you guard an Adam, you definitely would guard a behema. But we don't have three, you're not a mu'ed Adam because Adam takes extras. We don't have three proofs that you would gore an Adam. So then I asked the Kasha, so if that's the case, so then the goring of the Adam was a fluke. So why you mu'ed to behemoth? You see, one of the three times was a fluke. So the guy said, my favorite word, which is definitely my favorite word of the Gabi. It's not exactly the Gabi, but it's that it wasn't a total fluke. It was only a partial fluke. We say the fact that he gored, that was normal. The fact that he picked out an Adam was a fluke. So we're making his behavior a half fluke. We're saying that we try and minimize as much as we can how much of a fluke it is. So we're saying, when this animal gored an Adam, the fact that he gored, that he was wild, that he was trying to kill, that's not a fluke. And therefore, you can prove that he's a mu'ed behemah. The fact that he was successful in getting an Adam, he only did it once, so that could be a fluke. So Memele, according to the Mukayase, he's a mu'ed behemah, but not a mu'ed Adam. Because for Adam, you only have one proof. So the kasha on the floor was, okay, so that makes sense. But what's the logic of Tysis? How in the world do you become a mu'ed Adam? You only have one proof. So there were two pshatim that were said, and there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two pshatim. So Arader said, and I'm pretty sure that it's brought down in the Svarim, it's not just him, I think the people say it, is that you, even though the Torah says you need three proofs, you don't need three proofs for everything. You need three proofs to move an animal from a cheskas tam to a cheskas mu'ed, from a domesticated animal to a wild animal. But to tell us that he has the strength and the kayach and the energy, once you know he's a wild animal, to say that he's wild enough to get an Adam, for that, Enochinami, one time is enough. That was Aaron Hertzberg's shot. Except that according to him, it comes out, halacha the mice, but if it would be theoretically halacha the mice, that if he gored a shor, chamor, and gamo, and then Bezdin Paskin, that he's a wild animal for behemoths, and then a week later he goes and he gores an Adam, so he will be a mu'ed Adam, theoretically, because for the we have three times to make him into a gore, and for Adam, we only need one time, so you should be a mu'ed Adam.
Yeah, but what's the husband behind it?
But
you're not giving hesbo.
Yeah, his hesbo is because to go ahead and move an animal from a domesticated to a wild animal, that's changing its entire status and chazaka. So for that, the Torah required three proofs. Because at one time we say, no, it's not enough of a proof, it's a fluke. But once he's already established and he's wild, he has no chazaka. We just don't know. We don't know. Does he? How wild is he? Is he wild enough to get an Adam or not wild enough to get an Adam? You know, an animal is born b'cheskas tame. But now, but he already broke his chazaka. He did it three times to show us he's not tame. Now we want to know, how wild is he? Is he wild? Is he malicious enough that he's going to even go for an Adam or no? Adam, he's going to stand the way for. He's not going to go after. Adam is lemazel, so he respects it, the ma'ach protects him, whatever. He doesn't have that much energy to beat out the ma'ach, whatever the svar is. So that already, he's not finding a chazaka, he's not finding, so that we don't know. So one time is enough to approve.
Yeah, but maybe it was a fluke. How do you know?
We don't assume it's a fluke unless when you have a chazaka status and you are born a certain way, animals are domesticated, so then we assume flukes. But once we know he's not domesticated, so we won't. Why should we assume it's a fluke?
Why should you assume he go after men? He never goes. He still have the milo. He never went after.
I'm not going to argue with you. This is his shot. I said a different shot, but that's his shot. I think it's not so bad. I'm pretty sure someone says it. That's it, John. My shot was something else. My shot was that in theory, you don't really have such a good proof. You're right. Really, the Muki Yosef is right. You don't have good, but you're stuck. You have to make him a Mu'ad Adam because it's not because you have a positive proof that he's a Mu'ad Adam, but you have a positive proof that that all other possibilities don't work. Right? You know, there's two ways you can prove something. You can prove it because I have a proof that this is right, or a proof because the other options are wrong. Right? It's a backwards proof. So it's
wait,
let me try and explain, say it over. So say like this. If Tosis holds, not like what we said in Muka Yosef, once it's a fluke, I don't go to Gabi. If it's a fluke, it's a fluke. Therefore, if you did a Shor Chamor V'Adam, if you're going to say it's a fluke Legabi Adam, then you can't make it a Mu'in for a Shor V'Chamor either because it's a fluke. It doesn't mean a fluke. It means that the animal is something. He stepped on a nail, and he got angry, and the whole thing was a fluke. So then, how can you use this as a proof that he's a mu'ad the shor of chamor? You can't do that either. So you're going to end up having to say that he's not even a mu'ad the shor of chamor either.
And no, but that's what got me the extra amount that he gored an adam.
Let me finish up, Sean, and you end up going to have to say that there are three flukes, but three flukes is bad. So if you're gonna make him a mu'ad adam, okay. So then there's no flukes. But if you're gonna say he's not a mu'ad adam, then you're gonna be stuck, and you're gonna have to say he's not a mu'ad shor v'chamor either, and then you're gonna end up with a terrible result of three flukes. So therefore, less Breira, you have to go ahead and make him into a Mu'ad Adam.
No, that you don't.
To say he's not a Mu'ad Adam.
Rebbe, I just want to get clear because... Rebbe, what does Rebbe presume the halakha case?
Hold it. Or the Pasuk had a case. Why did Tosfos tell me why Tosfos picked the case he did?
Because
Muka Yosef didn't pick that case.
Because Tosfos holds that the Muka Yosef case would not be true. You wouldn't be a Mu'ad. You wouldn't be a Mu'ad for if you would say like the Muka Yosef that you're not a Mu'ad Adam, then you wouldn't be a Mu'ad for Behema either. The Gemara has to say Mu'ad Adam, I'll be Mu'ad Behema. That's what the Gemara has.
But you're going backwards, saying it must be this. Otherwise, it can't be true.
Because the Gemara felt the Torah wrote Negicha and Negifa to tell me something. And when it came to tell you a Chiddush, that you can use the Adam to make you a Mu'ad for Behema. So the Torah is telling you, we look at the Torah. The Torah wrote Negicha and Negifa to tell me you can use the Adam to make you into a Mu'ad of Behema. So Taisa said, how in the world can you use the Adam to make you a Mu'ad to Behema if the Adam's a fluke? So it's Mukhra from the Torah that the Adam is not a fluke. And
why do you pick that?
No, but that's apparently the case that you're
becoming a Mu'ad to Adam.
Okay, but that's not necessarily because obviously that's not because that's that twins that are in Mu'ad. I said that's not what the Lashon means. So that's not.
Yeah, you're not explaining how we got that. I would say take a different case. You can't
there
say
there is no other
by
case.
Default.
There is
you're
no other case.
Why Tosfos picked that case?
Because there's no other case.
Why are you saying that way? Your svara, I'm still working on it, so I'm not going to say yet that I hear it, but it's a svara. So you say your svara. I mean, maybe the Gemara could have just said, why are you saying the Gemara is forced because of the pasuk? Maybe you could only learn, maybe the pasuk is enough to tell you Mu'ad Lebeim is not Mu'ad.
Okay, right.
But
I did say that. I said that I do say that. There's once the Gemara is obviously saying it, Misvar. So it could be the type is also could be saying Misvar. Yeah, okay. I take it back.
Now, what's the Svar?
Svar is Can I have fun? I give you a marshal. It's just a fun marshal. There's a svara in the Torah that we go baser migui, right? Believe me with what I'm saying, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said a different something else. So everybody asked the kasha. So what do? We bask and we believe you. So now that we believe you, so then we're zamigui anymore. You're namin with what you could have said and you're namin what you did say. So the whole nigui is a proof that I'm telling the truth. There is no proof that you're telling the truth because what you did, maybe you're a liar, but you looked up in the Shulchan Aruch and you saw that there are two ways you can win. So you picked one of them. What do you care which way you say? So once the halacha is paskin, that migui is believed. So there's no proof. It's the most famous kasha. So the usual answer is that people still like the taina that's believed for its own right, not because the one that's believed for the migui. Okay, maybe there are reasons. So there's still a proof. There's still a proof. The major tzeila, he says, that really ain't a chinami. Every time you believe in amigo, there's no proof. Because it could be you just pick this proof because it's tiny, because it also works. But if you wouldn't be believed, then there'd be a proof. So we can't paskin against you, so we have to give it to you. Right? In other words, that's what I'm saying. It's just you can win because you have a proof that you're right. And you can win because we're stuck, because we can't paskin you're wrong. Right? Two different ways you win. The normal way is saying migui wins because you have a proof that you're right. But the major tzeila says you don't win because we have a proof that you're right. You're right. We have no proof that you're right. But if we would let the other guy win, then we would be paskin wrong. So better paskin that you win and have no proof that you're right than paskin that the other guy wins and have a and know for sure you're paskin wrong. So we have to.
We should say
what?
We should say it goes based on the muksuk. We should say we don't know and the muksuk wins.
Okay, well, me good eyes, you know I'm reading. So we're talking about when no one's muksuk. So when no one's muksuk, so you have two choices. Someone has to win. So if you're going to let the other guy win, then you're going to have a proof you paskin wrong. So you might as well paskin let him win, and then you want to have a proof that you paskin wrong. So sometimes you paskin not because, I'm just giving it as an example, just because it's a fun example. Bezin don't paskin because we have a raya that this is right. Bezin only paskin because the other choice is wrong, is bad. So we have no brera, right? Are you voting for whoever you're voting for because you like him or because the other candidate is horrible, right? So it's the same choice here. So that's what we're saying here. Why are you a mu'ed Adam? It in Tysus. Aaron Herzberg is saying you're mu'ed Adam because we have a proof. We have a sufficient proof to make you mu'ed Adam. I'm claiming you have no proof whatsoever to make a mu'ed Adam. There's no proof. You have no proof to make a mu'ed Adam. But if you're not going to make a mu'ed Adam, then you're going to come out with a terrible situation. And the Torah says that situation. We have to do whatever we can to avoid that situation. So you would come up, if you would make him into, if you wouldn't say the mu'ed Adam, then you're going to say there were three flukes. And we're not allowed to say three flukes.
Why can't you say there's two types of flukes? Only a mu'ed, a shor, and not a gamo.
But what about if he does two shvarim and one gamo?
I don't remember. If you do two shvarim and one gamo,
right.
I don't remember. Right. What is it?
Unless you use Aaron Hertzberg's svara,
according to Rav Papa,
I think we say three flukes.
Rabbeinu Peretz discusses that.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's it could be because you don't have three of anything. You don't have three. But here, you have 3 minim, so you can make it into a mu'ed.
Still pretty sure to say three gorings is all flutes. No.
Okay, I don't know. I'll have to learn. I have to learn Amid Zion better. Okay.
I don't understand. Again, Rebbe, you're Svara, right? So if you're going to say, let's say, Simon or Siba, right? So if you're going to say Simon, right, it sounds like we're working in the Simon world.
I don't like Siba.
Right. So fine. So it sounds like we're working in the Simon world. So in the Simon world, he gored in Adam, right, a Shar and a Chamor. Don't you have a Raya that he's a gore?
You don't have a raya that he's a gore to gore Adams, because I don't agree with Aaron Hertzberg.
Right. That's why you're not a Mu'ed L'Adam. That's why you're not a Mu'ed L'Adam. It's not because it's a fluke. It's because you don't have a raya that you're a Mu'ed L'Adam. You have a raya that you're a Mu'ed.
The moment you don't have a raya, therefore we say that you're not a Mu'ed L'Adam. So how do we explain your behavior? So what happened?
Because we're in the Simon world.
Must be because it was he.
Because we're in the Simon world. Again, in the Simon world, it's just a question of Raya. Why did he go on Adam? I don't know. We'll find out later. We don't have any evidence.
That the reason why he gored in Adam is because he stepped on a thumbtack or something else.
No, because we don't know. We don't know why.
So we have to assume that there was some reason.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. We have proof that he's a Mu'ed. We have proof he's a Mu'ed. We don't know why he gored in Adam. Who cares about the Adam? We have proof he's a Mu'ed.
Because you have to assume, because I think it's a good term, because you have to explain, but how did he go ahead and gore that Adam? What happened? And your Hesper is...
But who cares? We don't know. We don't know why he gored the Adam, but that's not...
As you're saying, it was a fluke. And once it was a fluke,
I'm not saying it's a fluke. I'm not saying it's a fluke. All I'm saying is that if you would prove in court, I can't prove in court he's a Mu'ed L'Adam, but I can prove in court that he's a Mu'ed.
Halachically, it's called a fluke. When once you say you can't prove him a Mu'ed, days of time, that means that in the eyes of Halacha, it was a fluke. So if in the eyes of Halacha, it was a fluke, then you can't go ahead and use it to make him into a Mu'ed.
Let's take this. Let's say, for example, like a kid in high school, right? If you have a kid in high school, right, and he disturbs during three different classes, and one of the classes is like during the most, you know, like strict teacher's class. So you would say, look, we have a proof that this kid is a disturbance. He disturbed three times. We have to throw him out. Oh, but what happened? What got into him that day that he disturbed during Mrs. Very, Very Strict class? I don't know what happened that day. Who cares what happened that day?
We're postulating that it must be that it was, forget it, he was acting out of his behavior, wasn't his normal behavior.
Not if you have it three times.
Okay, all right, we can argue. I think we can stop. Amaisa, I think it's a very interesting shaida. So I want to go further to the next half of Taivit, because like I said, I wanted to do this Taivit quickly. So maybe tomorrow we'll go on to the next half of Taisis. But this is I call this, you know, my Abba Berman figure.
Does Abba Berman speak on this?
I don't know. From all I know, he did. But this is exactly what he would do. He would find the Shulchan Aruch, the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, and it just seems that there's no Raya's, just how you would have perceived Halacha in this situation. And he would say it'll be a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, and they're just arguing without any, and there's no Gemaras, and they just seem on their own. And he would just go ahead and start clearing Svaras. Why does he say this way? And he said, he's a beautiful. I mean, he was a very big Baal Mechadesh. They say Rav Abba Berman said that he learned his Derech from Rav Yerucham. Very fun, fascinating. That not from the Rosh Hashiva from the Mir, from the Mashkiach. It was a Talmud, Rav Yerucham was a Muslim Mashkiach. He took Rav Rucham's Derech and Musar, and he used it to learn with. That's how he. That's what they. The Velt said. I don't know, but I assume he used to say it. That he was kind of Rav Yeruchim's Derech and saying Musar Shmuzim, and that's how he learned in the Gemara. So he was a Talmud of Rav Yeruchim from the. But anyway, okay, a Shikayach, everybody. But tomorrow, I'd like to go.
There's one question, Rebbe. Is Rebbe presuming that you're gored two shores?